Sego, I'm Dia Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. On January 7th, a 30-year-old Six Nations man and his friends attended a Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida on Sunday evening. While attempting to leave after the game was over, it was reported an argument occurred just blocks away from the Hard Rock Stadium in a parking lot area with an unknown male, who then tried to intentionally hit the group of friends with their vehicle. The unidentified male then sped off, and when the Six Nations man and the group of friends ran over to the vehicle, the male suspect attempted to flee the scene and then got out of his vehicle and shot the 30-year-old Six Nations man. A witness of the incident, Jay Jackson, said he was leaving a nearby gym and watching fans funnel out of the area when he heard four gunshots and ran over. He also gave comments at the scene of the crime, saying, "I heard what sounded like four thuds. The next thing you know, everyone was running and I ducked down and I ran over to help. I tried to talk to him. I was holding his hand. His girlfriend came over and told him he was strong, and at that moment he actually lifted his arm up, so there was hope, and maybe for like 30 seconds his eyes rolled and that was it," said Jackson. Jackson also went on to say, "I held his hand and tried to talk to him as much as possible to let him understand that you can make it. He was with his girlfriend and his brother. Nobody deserves to die for something like that." Despite CPR efforts to revive him, the Six Nations man was not revived, and it has been since reported to the public that Dylan Isaacs, 30 years old of Six Nations, has been reported shot and killed in Miami, Florida, and the suspect is still at large. Bills Mafia has shown their support for the family and friends of Isaacs, and since the news has been reported to the public, Six Nations community members have shared their support for family and friends of Isaacs, and a GoFundMe has also been started by Ashley Cook, who says, "I am a community member and a family friend who wants to assist during this difficult time. The funds will be transferred to the family and sent to Dylan's Aunt Cecilia Sky." At the time of this recording, the GoFundMe has raised over $76,000 with over 1,000 different donors. I'm Dea Miller. And for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.